Welcome to Show Me Your Stems. My name is Edison Roberts, and I'll be going over my song, Pleasantry Symphony. The start of this song started off in a way that I do not usually write music. I was listening to a song called Filatelli by Felbum, a very pleasant Japanese jazz instrumental piece. And as I was listening to it, the words just started coming to my head about symphonies and complex emotions that come in life. The instrumentation of the song inspired me to start the song off with a piano, and then later on I would add in an electric piano to add a little more depth to it. As I continued working, I wanted to focus in a little bit more on the symphony theme, which was something I had written right at the beginning, but wasn't sure if I wanted to run with as a lyrical or an instrumental theme. So I added a piano part on top that would make the song move a little bit more instead of just chord hits. And once I had a general outline of the song, I wanted to try something different and go for a classical concerto type intro. And right after that is when it was time to add the drums. I wanted the drums for this song to sound very realistic, and while I can play the drums, I don't have the equipment to record a drum set, so I did go with a MIDI drum, but to make it sound more alive, I ended up choosing six different drum kits to get the best of each one. First off, I picked the hi-hat sound. And then the snare. The kick wasn't too hard to find. And of course, this pattern changed for the chorus, needed a ride cymbal. And how about some toms and maybe a crash, too? I was pretty happy with this, but I wanted to make sure I would mix up the pattern to make it a little more alive, too. After this, I officially started working on the vocals. The chorus was what immediately came to me.
Can't you see my pleasantry symphony shines for
and
all.
And if you know me,
see,
you'll know that I can't not do harmonies.
Can't you see my pleasantry symphony? I wrote it all for you.
Wishing and once I had this down, it was time to start working on the hardest part of the song, which for sure was the orchestra. Past the intro, I started off with a single line, but then moved into a growing chord full orchestra for the very first chorus, which was just two different tracks. One thing a lot of people don't know about me is I played cello for a very long time, and I still do sometimes, but I don't have the actual instrument with me here at college. But I do have a lot of experience with orchestrating string tracks. After the chorus, I moved into more of a dual line instead of a single line, like at the beginning. However, it was much less than the chorus. And after this, I went into the bridge, which took an airier feel, with some space in between each of the hits. This is something that just fell into place. I didn't sit down and write it just kind of appeared. But after this was the second chorus, which was eight full MIDI tracks. Each one of them was panned differently. There were top and bottom parts, all to make a very full sound, which I think ended up being pretty successful. And one trick I like to use while writing, I try not to do it too much, is a downward key change, which always feels a little more full to me And I also added an extra top part on the orchestra to keep it moving. And after all of this was done, I decided to end it how it begun, as to make it feel like a more complete symphony, with an outro much like the beginning. And that's how I made Pleasantry Symphony. Here it is in its entirety.
More, the strings they will ring, choirs will sing for the day.